Good afternoon, good afternoon. The time is now 12:04, and you are listening to Keeping Track right here on Eagle FM with Juliana. It's a beautiful day. It is a Monday, the 30th of January 2023. And today we're just going to be talking about bad choices and good choices that we make in life. We know that our lives are based on the kind of choices that we make. And because every day in life, you have to make a decision. It's either when you wake up, you already have to make a decision to on whatever you're going to do. You can decide whether you're going to school or you're not going to school if you're a student. You can decide to go to work if you're working, and you can also decide not to go. So it's a choice that you make. So our life is surrounded by the kind of choices that we make. So, and we live based on the choices that we make. So at times now, the kind of choices that we make can be good, and at times it can be very, very bad. So we're going to start with the kind of bad choices that we make in life. We make a lot of bad choices when now. Sometimes we even make them because we see somebody doing something and then we just want to be like them, especially when it comes, because the kind of choices that we make, as I said, maybe when it comes to school, education, your studies, maybe relationship, your business, all these kind of choices that we make. So even when it comes to school, we have people that have made bad choices just because of the people that maybe surrounded them, maybe because the kind of pressure that people were putting on them, or maybe to say that some people were telling them that I know that certain thing, that's a certain career path is easy to follow, it's easy to study, it's easy to do, although it's not really what they wanted to study. In your mind, you know that maybe you are good at what, and you wanted to study science, maybe you wanted to study education, you wanted to study something else, but you ended up studying something that you knew nothing about just because maybe somebody you wanted to be, maybe because maybe your friend was doing that, your sister was doing that, your cousin was doing that, and you just maybe wanted to go to the same school and be in the same class with them. So you chose to take a career that is not yours. So, and now with that now, when it's a bad choice, and then when it's a bad choice, you're going to find it difficult for you to even perform well in that career path that you have chosen. It's either you're going to be failing, or even if you pass it now, because maybe you force yourself to study, and then even after you pass it, and then when it's time to get the job of the career that you have studied, you not have that desire to just work, or you not even want that kind of job. Maybe it's just not for you. You feel like it's not for you. And then you go back again to school and then study something else. Or maybe you follow now the career path that you're supposed to study. It can be that now you wasted maybe 3 or 4 years in that career that you have chosen first, but it was not your choice after all. And then now you have to follow the career that you wish to study. And then that's going to take you, maybe the career path that you're supposed to study, maybe it's for 7 years, maybe if it's medicine, if it's nursing, or you maybe want to become a doctor or so. So this, now all these years that you have wasted, so you have wasted, all those years that you could have been, you could have already, maybe you could be in your fourth year now, going in your fifth year, and then now you have wasted all those years studying something that you didn't really want, just because somebody that you know or want to be around is studying that same career path. So this kind of bad choices really happen all the time. So we just want to be here and then discuss this so that we always follow the choice that we really want, we know we are good at, as always, so that and sometimes people are always telling you this, people that will always correct you to say that, no, don't choose that, choose this. But we want to follow, maybe our friends. We want to follow our family members just because they have studied that. You think maybe it's a family thing. There are people that are still making bad choices because they believe certain careers are for their family. If you are from a family of nurses, you also want to do nursing. But maybe it's not even what you have, just because everyone in your family is a nurse, everyone in your family is a teacher, or maybe everyone in your family, they are lawyers. So you also want to do those, also study law just because maybe you want everyone to know that maybe you say that, no, our whole family, it's just a family of lawyers. Studying something is not really difficult sometimes when you have the knowledge and you maybe read your books, you study for it and you study so hard and until you pass, you can pass. But if it's not really your desire to follow that career, but it's not going to be easy, especially when it comes to work, you're not going to have that desire to work. You are just not going to have the desire. You can study just to pass because maybe you want or somebody just to say that, no, people to think that, okay, yeah, you're educated. You have all these kind of requirements and all this, but you do not have the desire for it, but you just did it because everyone in your family is doing it. So it doesn't have to be like that. And now those kind of choices that we make, there are people that make bad choices every day, especially when I know the learners are still doing these things, but it's a bad choice, especially when we were back at school. When you hear that your friend say that, no, tomorrow I'm not coming to school. Maybe the person even told you that, no, I'm just going to pretend that I'm sick, I'm tired, I don't want to come to school, I'm not in the mood of coming to school. And then now because your friend is not going at school, you also don't want to be there. You also make that choice to say that, no, I'm also not going to school tomorrow. And these things sometimes now, it's really, really bad choices that we make because you don't know the reason why somebody's not going to school. There are people that dropped out of school just because somebody told them that they are dropping out of school and they don't want school. And then they also follow just and say that, no, I'm also dropping out of school. Is this what they say now? It's peer pressure but some things don't really need to, you just need to think for yourself. Some certain things just need common sense. You cannot just decide to do something just because somebody else is doing it. You know, this thing is a bad choice. Even your parents will not want that. And there are people that they are at schools that where parents are paying for a very expensive school fee just for them, and then the choices they make is always the bad one. Somebody in the school maybe is telling you ever since lunchtime that, okay, let's go. Maybe if your school is close to the mall, let's go to the mall. And you know that maybe your lunchtime is just from 10 to 11 or 11:30, and you have to be back at school. So you cannot go to a mall and stay the whole hours until 1 o'clock, until school is over. You just go there to get your bags and go home. So everything that somebody tells you, you have to make a choice. So a choice that you make, I mean, anything that you do is your choice. And it's either you choose to do a good choice, or you choose a bad choice. And that's everything that we do in life. Every day, there's no person that doesn't have a choice. Every morning when you wake up, there's a choice that you make. So we know that. That's why even if you don't feel like going to work, even if you don't feel like going to school, you know you have to make that choice because you have to be there. So you always have to make a good choice. You cannot say that I'm not going. You know you have to be there. So you always make that good choice. And those are the reason I'm saying now that bad choices are the things that really happen a lot. And I'm not saying that they are always influenced by people, but sometimes we just do it ourselves because we become too confused by a lot of things. There are people that that have been studying ever since, I don't know, the person is just studying this. They have diploma in electrician, they have a diploma in media, they have diploma in education, they have, now it's just all those things. So maybe somebody wants to have an opportunity to get all the kind of jobs, but still, it's like people say that there are people that make those choices apparently because if they don't, they passed a certain subject, field, and they didn't get a job fast in that field, they'll study another one. And then if they don't get, they'll still study another one. But it's just time. Jobs just come with time. You get a job with time. So you don't have to force yourself to do certain things and then waste your time because now you feel like you are okay, you feel like maybe you're making a good choice by studying different fields all the time, but are you not taking, you're consuming your time in that with all the kind of choices and decisions that you're making? Because in that whole time when you're studying, you're supposed to be using it at least now to look for a job and then get a job, because now the time that you think like you wasted time and you're not getting a job is the same time you're also wasting when you're always studying and you don't have time now to look for a job because you're always busy. So when are you going to get a job? Because now you make it your routine. Well, I see that we have an ad coming up. We'll be right back after this.
So, jy het dit gedoen. Jy het jou laat besny.
Jep,
dit was baie dapper. Was dit nie vrek seer nie?
Dit was net so effen seer, maar dis die moeite werd om myself teen seksueel oordraagbare infeksies te beskerm. En dis soveel makliker om skoon te hou.
Wel, as jy dit so stel, dan moet ek dit dalk ook laat doen.
Bra, dis die regte ding om te doen. Man Up, kry jou besnyding. Om 'n gratis besnyding te bespreek of om meer uit te vind, stuur 'n WhatsApp boodskap na 081-309-2729 of besoek ons Facebookblad by VMMC Namibia.
Listen to Eagle FM.
Welcome back. We had to pay our bills right there. We are busy talking about the choices that we make in life, and we are busy talking about the bad and the good choices that we make in life every day, because as I was saying from the beginning, that every day in our lives we have to make choices. It's either we make bad choices and or we make good choices. Most of the time we do not know that we have made bad choices until we start regretting something that we just did. I know that there's somebody probably that just regretted something they did right now. That was just because of a bad choice that they made. But at least when you make bad choices, sometimes you learn from them that, okay, now I need to change from here. So when there are also people that that are now you know making a decision when it comes to also relationships, as I said, people make bad choices also when it comes to that. There's a lot of bad choices that are always made, and people feel like no, they are always right, because they say love is blind and all this. So a lot of people really make bad choices without really knowing. Sometimes they know, but they just choose to make that choice because they follow what they are feeling, but they don't really focus on the future, that what will this bring me in the future. There are people that also make bad choices when it comes to relationships because they feel they believe that they can change somebody. They believe that, no, I can do something and then just change, or maybe the person will change eventually, but people never really change. They are just people that I like that. There are some people that will change, but not everyone really changes. So you make a bad choice. Sometimes, it's not always good to listen to people, because there are people that will tell you certain things about somebody in a relationship with, just because maybe they maybe don't just like the person naturally, but there are people that know the person. That's why they say that. Especially men, they know. Especially men, when they look for a relationship, they always investigate the person's background and always try to find out where the person is from, and they try to find somebody that knows that person that they are trying to enter into a relationship with. That's where most of the time you find a man that comes to you, but they have already done their research very well. They have asked certain people, and it's not guaranteed that yes, the people that they spoke to gave them the correct information, but there are people that just know you too well. Sometimes they even try to get close to you, and I mean to your family members, and just ask, even if it's your cousins, your sisters, and sometimes they will not really say the reason why they're asking. They'll just, or maybe they'll be honest to say that, no, I just like her and I want to ask her out. And there's people now with certain characters that even family members know, and even certain friends know that, no, this person is this way, and the person has been in so many relationships, but nothing ever worked out because the person's behavior is this way. So if you want, because there are people that are really good, they will tell you and be honest with you. They'll say that, okay, if you want this person and you want them to be, you want a relationship with this person, and we are going to tell you that this person is very rude. This lady is very rude towards men. She will demand a lot if you don't have, you need to buy her this and this all the time. So I don't know if you get, if you are really going to handle this relationship, but if you are ready for it, you can go for it. So this, you know, somebody will now make a choice to say, okay, no, it's fine. I'll just stay here, and then I'll maybe just talk to her, and then she will change, because you'll be waiting for somebody to change and they will never change. So, this one is already a bad choice that you make. So you enter into a relationship and you are now stuck there because you went there with your whole heart, and your feelings are now too deep in that relationship. And you find out that, okay, the person is with the character that was described to you by all the people that maybe where you made your research. And the reason for your research was maybe for you to, you know, learn and just maybe don't go there, but you decided to make that choice and go there. So after you find out that another person is the way people say it, and you want to come out, it's not going to be easy. You are already in too deep. You are already, and sometimes you are even already married to that person. And, you know, sometimes people will not even show you those characters that people said, and you feel like, okay, people were accusing this lady or this man. So when you enter into the marriage and then the true colors start coming out, you're going to say that, okay, well, I've made a bad choice. I didn't, but now it's going to be too late. You're going to live with that. And, you will learn on how you are going to really control that, that person. And then now when it comes to also now, bad choices that people do when it comes to business, and, you know, there are just certain businesses where people just make really bad choices. You chose a business. Maybe you had already a business plan that was in your head, and you knew the kind of business that you wanted. And you didn't even tell anyone about it, but you've in your mind, you knew, you painted a picture, you saw, you drew a picture in your mind, and that by this year, if I do this, it will succeed. If I do this and this and this, you know, you knew already of the kind of business that you wanted. And then now you find maybe people in a conversation where they were talking about a certain business, just where somebody succeeded. And you decided to change your mind and choose what people were saying. You maybe think that you also succeeded like the person that was being spoken about. So you decided to choose what people said and the kind of business that people were just talking about. And then when you choose that, it's not going to work for you. It's going to let you invest a lot of money, and you're going to lose a lot of money, and you end up having nothing in the end just because of a bad choice that you made. You didn't make the choice with the knowledge of knowing that business, but you just made the choice because people spoke about it. But you had a business idea that you had knowledge on, and you already planned it for years. There are people that plan things for years, but in the end, they end up making bad choices and making bad decisions, because those are things. And we have people that are really making bad decisions and make bad choices. Those are just the kind of things that people do most of the time. It's not always even business. It's always even in life. When somebody tells you, even at home, we have people that like going out in the evening. It's maybe on weekends. People like partying. And maybe you have parents that are always stopping you to say that do not go there, do not go out of my house in the evening, you better stay home. But for you, because you feel like it's your life, it's your right, you decide to make a choice and say that I will leave. And sometimes you even sneak out of the house. That's already a bad choice. You know that you are told not to go out, but you decided to sneak out of the house, and you went anyways. So when you go out, especially when it's like I don't really know what the, you know, when parents, especially when parents tell you something and they told you not to do it, and then you decided to do it behind their back, those things really, they are not you'll never be lucky when you go out. So it can be that just when you went out and you sneaked out, you were involved in an accident. It's either sometimes you die or you don't die, and then you remain on a wheelchair for the rest of your life. And then you're going to live regretting for the rest of your life, because you start thinking that, why did I go out? I could have stayed when my parents told me not to go out. Why did I sneak out? Those things are the ones going to be in your head every day, because you have made that bad choice by yourself, and no one really forced you to do that. It was a choice that you had to make. It's either you agree with your parents and stay, or you just go out on your own. That's already a bad choice. And the good choice that you could have taken is just staying at home, as your parents told you. And sometimes even the kind of choices that we also make, when you are writing an exam, or you are maybe at work in a meeting, you know you are told not to use phones. You're not allowed to use phones at work. You are not allowed to, copy or enter with anything in the exam room. And then you just decide to go there with paper. So maybe you wrote some answers somewhere. You start copying, and you get caught, and you get disqualified from the exams, and your paper is torn, and then you fail. So that's a bad choice that you did. The good choice that you could have done is just study and pass and write like any other person that I wrote. And if fail with dignity, and you don't have to fail just because now with the embarrassment of everyone knowing that you were trying to copy. And then now when you're at work, if you are told that no, when you are at work, you're not allowed to use your phones here, and then you start sneaking around and then use your phone, you get caught and you get fired. Who are you going to blame? You get angry at the people that know, how can they do this? Why would they do this? But that was something that you were told before you even came in, and you know. And the reason why you were sneaking is because you knew it was not allowed there. So those kind of choices that we make are the ones that at times put us in trouble, and then we blame people for it, but it's us that make those choices. The choices that we make are bad at times, and but we have good choices that people always make. People really, there are people that are just good at making good choices. When it comes to relationship, the person knows what to go for. When it comes to business, they just know that, okay, I'll follow what the business that I've been having in my head this whole while, and I will not focus on other people's business ideas, and I'll just continue with what I have. There are people that are really, really good at making choices like that. And there are people that even the kind of food they eat, if somebody knows that, no, if I drink maybe alcohol, I will start feeling this other, I'll feel sick, or something like this will happen to me. So I rather make a choice and not drink alcohol, and I'll just drink juice instead. Those are good choices as well. But there are bad choices where you know that you are told even by the doctor that no, you should not take certain things, certain food, but you take them instead. And those things, you're not doing that for somebody. In the end, you end up dying just because of a choice that you make, and it was not somebody's fault at all. If you are told that, there are people that are told that they should not consume alcohol up to now, but they still do it. So and in the end, you die. And then when you die, who are you going to blame? There's no one. People will just say, oh, apparently he was or she was told not to drink alcohol, but she or he was just drinking the alcohol. That's already a bad choice that you made. And it was not up to anyone, but it was just up to you to decide what you want to do and what you want with your life. And when it comes to choices, it's something that is very important, and it's very serious, and you must know yourself that what you're doing, you're not doing it for anyone, but you're doing it for yourself. So make the kind of choices that will build you, that will make your future bright. That's why when I'm saying this, because every choice that you make now will determine your future. Every choice that you just make, whether it's a choice of waking up every day in the morning to come to work, as I said, it will determine your future. Whether it's you waking up every day in the morning to go to school, it will determine your future. Whether it's a relationship that you are choosing to, maybe you're choosing somebody for a relationship, it will still determine your future. And whether you are choosing the kind of business that you want, it still determines your future. So the kind of studies that you want is to still determine your future. So everything, we might not see it, and but everything always have to do with our future, because the reason why you're doing something, even your health, if it's about your health, you will always, it determines about your future. Now, even when I'm speaking about these things, even entering into a relationship with somebody that you maybe didn't know, you just met or so, you know already the kind of things that you have to follow. If the relationship gets too serious, you already know that I have to do this just to protect myself. If I have to go with this person, I have to do certain things to protect myself. I have to use this and I have to do this to just protect myself from this. It's a choice that you have to make, and you are taking care of yourself, and that has to do with your future. And the reason why you care about your health is because you want to have a bright future, and you want to be somewhere in life in the future, and you still want to be alive, and that is for the future. So everything that we do, every choice that we take, it determines our future. So we always have to now allow ourselves to do the kind of right choices that, you know, there are people that will always tell you that that's not a good choice. It's, we are not saying that your life should be determined by people, and that people should be the one to say that, no, do this and do this all the time. But there are just times where people feel like they just correct you once. So you just need to listen also to sometimes, and you don't have to always have that pride that no one can correct me. I can do it myself. I know myself. And there are people that know certain things more than you. There are people that were born on here before you, and there are people that have the experience of certain things when it comes to certain things. But we fail to understand when people or agree with people when they tell us that no, certain things that we are doing is not a good choice. And I'm saying this especially when it comes to young people. Young people are the people that don't really follow. They really, really fail to follow what parents are telling them. They feel like nowadays they'll tell them, parents, this, you are old now, we are in our life, we are living our life, we are very young. What do you know about certain things? You know, when a parent is telling you something, it's because they were once children as well. So you shouldn't forget about that, that our parents were once young, and they just don't want you to go through the same things that they went through. And when they tell you certain things, you feel like they are old fashioned, and you are a modern child, and you are in the 21st century. That's what you always tell our parents. But and then in the end, you make bad choices. And when you make bad choices, who do you come to? You come to your parents again. And then they have to be the one to comfort you. And then they have to advise you again. After they were telling you just so that to help you prevent yourself from making a bad choice. But we always want to apprentice live our life. It's my life. It's my right. So that's the only thing that we have now. And it's really, really not good at times. You know, you can find yourself in Asia, you can find yourself in Europe, you can find yourself in America, and especially if you are maybe from Namibia, you are from somewhere in Africa, you are from all around the world, you find yourself in a certain country that is not yours, and you know that the people that are there, they are not, they don't even know you at all, and maybe you don't have money to do to maybe pay your rent, as if you went there maybe with school and you decided to rent a place, and you maybe didn't have somebody to stay with, you didn't have maybe foster parents that maybe you have to stay with, so you decided to stay with maybe on your own, and that you want to hustle. Now you want somebody, you are from a different country, and you want to be employed in an office, as you want that kind of life. So it's either you have to make a choice just to even get a job as a waitress, you get a job as a cleaner, then you just start mopping, or you clean in the hospital, you just do something just so you earn money that will be enough for you to be able to pay your rent until you come back and go back to your country and you finish your studies. So you just need to make certain choices in life. And some will be hard choices that you make, but at least they will work for you and they will just help you. Those are just good choices that you make, and good choices are not seen as easy. And most of the time people mistake good choices with bad choices, and they always fail because bad choices are easy to make. A bad choice is something that is really easy to make, but a good choice is not easy. As people say that it's even difficult for you to choose something when you are buying clothes in the shop. It's just not easy. The things are the same that are there, but you'll be touching everything. You'll be fitting in everything. You feel this one is too tight. When you take out this one, you feel like it's too loose. It's just a choice. In the end, you end up going with a bad choice. Have you ever seen somebody even choosing your wedding gown? The person, especially when you go into a place where there's a lot of wedding gowns, you become confused. You saw a beautiful wedding gown. You're just supposed to go with that choice first and just don't look at other things anymore. But the moment you just leave that gown and then you decide to look at everything else, you come out with, you make a bad choice in the end. The dress that you're going to come out with is not even the beautiful one anymore. You're going to come out with a weird looking dress that you never wanted. Now you are going, you're only going to see that you made a bad choice when you are going to wear it outside, when it's the only dress that is there. And there's no other, you'll be like, oh, I wish I could have just taken my other dress. But sometimes it's going to be too late because people don't want you to now refund, take your things back and get another one. So it's not going to work at times. So you are going to live with your bad choice that you made. But well, with that said, you can call us in studio. That's on 08-333-66091. That's our number in studio. You can to be part of this discussion that we are having here. We are talking about bad choices and good choices. Maybe you also have some bad choices that you just want to share with us, and then
my friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a
40.
SMSs cost $5 Namibian.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Welcome back. The time is now 37 minutes past 12, and you are still listening to Keeping Track right here on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station, with Juliana here. And we are busy talking about bad choices and good choices. And if you want to be part of the discussion, and then just add to what we said, and maybe you also have certain choices that you know that people to make, and they may be bad or they're good. You can just come through. That's on 08-333-66091. That's our number in studio. And you just be part of the discussion that we are having here in studio. 08-333-66091. That's the number here. And because we have a lot of people that make certain choices, but they are not really sure of the choices that they made, if they are good or bad. They're just people that do certain choices, but only when the results come out, they know that, okay, at least well here, I made a good choice. You know, if you know that you are maybe writing the exams and you choose not to study, you already know you cannot expect a miracle to happen and then you pass. If you made your choice and decided that I'm not going to study, and you made your choice and decided that I'm going to study, obviously you know that if you study, you're already going to pass. And you know if you didn't study, automatically you're just going to fail. There's no way you're going to say that. There are people that say, apparently, no, I'll just remember what we were being taught in class. It's never going to happen that way. because you never know the things that you studied in class maybe are not the things that will come in exactly like that. Only some will come in. So if you certain things that you studied in class, maybe if that things just came in maybe 5 marks, 10 marks each, and then maybe it's just 15 marks of the things that, and then the rest are from your books and you didn't even open those things. So what are you going to do with? Obviously, you're just going to fail because of the choice that you made. And most of the times we now want to blame people for the kind of choices that we made. Times people would say that even if somebody warned you about something, and you decided to go ahead with you followed your mind and then went ahead and do whatever you wanted because it's your life, you're right. And then in the end, if things don't work out for you, you start blaming people that, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me that, no, I was not supposed to do this, I was not supposed to do that? While you know that, yes, people were telling you, but now you want to just find somebody to blame for the kind of choices that you made. We really make bad choices by ourselves, so we cannot blame somebody or people for the kind of choices that we make. Because when you make a choice in life, you must always, the first thing that you must think about is that, no, it's my life and I'm not doing this for anyone, I'm doing this for myself. And the reason why you have to think that is because it's in the end, as I said, it's something that affects your future. The choices that we make, they affect your future, and they also affect even your children if you are going to have children in the future. If you are good at making bad choices, those things are going to follow your children also, and they will also follow in the path of making bad choices. There are people that know that maybe there are people that passed and they graduated, and just because there was no one to pay school for them, they decided to make a choice and say that, okay, I will just go and stay in the villages, in the village. I will just go and stay in our town, in our home. I will just go there and do certain things. I will not go to school anymore. If there's no one that wants to take me, to maybe to employ me, then I'll just stay like that. But you can fail at certain things for a while. You cannot, you might not end up getting a job very fast, but at least you can still just continue looking for a job, and then you get a job when you get a job, rather than saying that I will just sit or in at home, I'll go in my town, and then I just become a street kid. I will just be in my village, and I will just be quiet. I will maybe just start asking people to employ me to do their house chores, and then they pay me. Okay, at least you are starting. You just decided maybe to make a side hustle, which is not bad because maybe you don't want to steal, you don't want to do anything, but at least just continue looking for a job until you just get something, rather than you wasting all your years sitting, because when you're at home, the job will not look for you, but you have to be the one to go out there and hunt for it. So all these kind of things, we just need to think and know that it's our life, and we're not doing it for anyone, we're doing it for ourselves. And we, even the choices that we make, if you make a choice to steal, you know already, even in your head, the reason why you're stealing and you are looking side to side to make sure that no one is coming is because you know it's a bad choice that you are making. You know it's not a good thing, but you are still doing it. And you know that if you get caught, it will lead to what? You just know. It's, if you steal somebody's thing in public, you already know it will lead to you getting beaten by the whole community or the whole town, you know. Because when you're going to run, everywhere, people are going to be throwing you like they are chasing your dog that maybe stole meat or so. So all these kind of things, you already know. And you know if you get caught at times, it's either you get killed, you know, somebody just shoots you or stabs you just because of stealing. You know already that it's a bad choice, and you know the things that will come with it if you get caught. Or you already know that you can be in prison for so many years. You already know that if I make this choice, certain things that like this will come. As for women now, we know that if we make certain choices, we are always told by our parents, you already know that a parent to tell you that stop doing this, don't go, don't follow this boy, don't follow that, don't, you know, and you fall pregnant and it's your choice that you made. And when you come home, you have to now, you start telling your parents and you want them to feel sorry for you, but they have told you that don't make this choice. Because sometimes we are in school and there are certain things just delay us. Pregnancy will delay us from studying. They will delay us from getting jobs early. First, because now you're not complete your school on time. You have to wait until you give birth. You have to wait now for a certain period until your child maybe is 1 year old and maybe they are able to stay with somebody, and then you have to go back to school so that the years are not. The years are just going forward and you are just there with your child, and you have to start school after your child is maybe 1 year, and that already took a lot of time. And then when you're going to start looking for work, it's going to be too late. Well, I see that we have an ad coming up. We'll be right back after this.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Listen to Eagle FM.
Welcome back. The time is now 45 minutes past 12. And you are still listening to Keeping Track right here on Eagle FM, your number one talk radio station with Juliana. And we are busy talking about the bad choices and good choices that we make in life, as we say. And if you just tuned in, we spoke about the kind of bad choices that we make and the kind of good choices that we make in life. Eagle FM, hello.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
How are you too?
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. You talk about the good person, the bad person.
Mm-hmm.
You see, the person always, at the beginning, you don't know what is. This one is dead. This one is not dead. You see, you know, people, they are comparing.
Mm-hmm.
When you advise somebody, even your kids are saying that, no, let us go. Don't just follow what is and even what. Relationship of boyfriend and girlfriend, just stick on your education, and then when after education, then that one it will come. She said, no, why he told me like that, even him, he never done it. But yourself, you blame yourself that, no, if I was now my age, it was supposed to be revised, and I will be one of the, at that age, I will do that and that and that.
Mm-hmm.
But she look at you again. You said they go to study. Mm-hmm. And then said, no, why you never study? Now you are advising me to study while he's there. Now he never study. And then even he never find a job, or he's not even a degree, what he wanted me to have a degree. Why so? Later on,
mm-hmm.
something happened. It will come out. Then she said, no, what I did this wrong. She will also advise her kid that, no, you don't follow what we did. That is wrong. And then that kid is still the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Because history is repeating itself. Mm-hmm. Somebody is done wrong, and he told you, advising you, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
The way he look at you and the way he listen when you speak, he start even look from you, from the feet up to the head, and what do you want to tell me now? See how he is now, how she is. Now she advising me to be somebody like that. Why she never done that? She wanted me to do that. What? That is the way we are doing things. I don't know which way. Maybe it's because of our history is not written.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a history, because of not things, those things which are done wrong, not to be repeated. Those things which are done good should be done, go so very good. But people, they don't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't think. Because when you said, where you pass, where you are working, I'm already there. I know everything, what you run there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already past there, and then I show what is wrong there. And I'm advising you not to go to follow my way, which I pass through. But no, she's still ignoring, or he is still ignoring. Later on, if something happening, that is the problem we have. I don't know. What can we do? It's because of our history is not written. And then if you came to the book, if you were writing history, see what I did there. This year I was that and then that year, that day I was here. I was advised here. And what I did is this. And then if all, what the outcome is this. Therefore, you see here, I'm today here.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, I don't want you to go with that history. That history. We see where I pass through. Yes. Now, are you following that where I'm standing now? You know how I come there. Yes. And do you want still following my way, which I pass through, and then you come to where the stage I'm today? Yeah, it's because of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just telling them, no, do this. Do your education. That's the what? Did this, study, and what? You see, when you apply, let me say, if you apply there, they're applying for job. The job is asking C or B in what, so on. You already failed there. I failed this, even I'm applying, I failed this, I don't have B or what, C, A star.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have that, and because now the word is changing. When you tell them that, you see, the word now is changing. You see, when we as what we see, when you see the tellers, those tellers which are working in soap plate and the pick and pay,
mm-hmm.
very soon their job will be lost. They are your only machine will become there.
Mm-hmm.
The machine will do that job. As you see now, the bank, don't see the teller and the bank. No more. Now the machine comes there.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're replacing their job. If you are just following that things and then you said, I started to become a teller, what? To become what? The administrators know you are to become what? That things, it will no more there. Because now we are in the fourth industrial revolution. Everything is changed. Therefore, study this and do this and do this, what and this. Don't do that. People, they will not. They just ignore.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. What can we are devising them?
Mm-hmm.
If our history is not written, someone is following. Don't want to follow. Maybe they will see how the consequences it will affect them.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
I will give chance to others to comment.
Well, you know, when the caller is there saying, because that's now when I was telling also that when parents are advising the young ones that study and do certain things is because they don't want you to be in the footsteps that they went through. Eagle FM, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. Are you not underwater?
I know.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, we're home choices.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes, sir, you can go ahead.
Yeah, in home cases, I think my put on it is like, yes, it's not easy just to change somebody from a day to another day. It's difficult. Some they copy faster, some they don't understand, some they take longer to understand you. I think my advice is like, how often you make a meeting with your kids is very important, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let me say you choose the month, you are maybe one of the end of the month on Sunday, mm-hmm. you buy a few waters and it's like a party.
Mm-hmm.
After you are trying to stay long, before you start the meeting, it's okay. Guys, I want to give you opportunity. If I'm doing something, I want to know. Be free. I want to beat anybody. I want to insult anybody. But let us maintain our respect. The elder, just the elder. And from there we can go on, you know. It would be like difficult to start it, but as soon as you start it, you know, the Sunday is a meeting, then it's okay. I make a meeting, Mama make a meeting, so the next Sunday is Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear from your side what maybe you have things maybe which are maybe I'm too aggressive, but you're not open your heart to me. And I want us to have, but the aim is for us to be a somebody who can help somebody tomorrow. Yeah, I want a unit in our family. Then from there you start, you know, is the more meetings you make, is the more easy they come, because you talk about it all constantly, you know. Mm-hmm. I think that will help. Because just to jump like that to say, I want for you tomorrow to do this and this, is difficult. Sometimes our approach is also difficult, different. This guy is a big boy, 16, 17 years old, you know. Mm-hmm. And now you just say, no, you must do this and this. No, he's a big man now, you know. You might also try how to approach. As I said the other day, my older son is now at the university. Mm-hmm. But if I left him with my small girl, which is having 3 years old, you think there's a lady in the house. That boy will do everything. Even people are like my neighborhood, they say, but how do you raise your voice? Because every Sunday, even at end of the month, I try to make a meeting and I'm the office of them, because I don't want having this small argument. I want us to have a unit. Now, from there, you grow. Mm-hmm. Thank you, my sister.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right.
Well, you know, when I was saying there that parents are, they always try to advise their children to make good choices because they know where they came from. Because as I was saying that every parent was once young as well, and they also had parents, and maybe they were not advised back then, because maybe the people were they were advised maybe to do farming, they were advised to do agriculture, and then they didn't really have time for school at times. Now they are teaching us and they are like always advising us on making good choices, especially when it comes to education. And they want us to study hard and they want us to follow the path that we know that we are good at. And if our parents are doing that, don't look at them like that, because sometimes maybe we see that our parents maybe don't have anything. And now you want to say that why are you telling me this, why you also didn't have anything? The reason why somebody is telling you that is because they don't want you to, you know, to do the same mistake that they made in life, because maybe they didn't have the opportunity or the kind of education that you have now, and they want you to just have your life. And the reason why they are doing that, they are doing it for you and your future, and it's not for them, because that, you know, parents already know that, okay, they are old, they are getting old, and obviously they are not gonna be here forever. So they are just trying to teach us on how to make the right choices and the good choices, so that we also help our children that we are going to have in the future to also help them and lift them. Help them make good decisions and choices. Because now if a parent doesn't tell you this, and then they are robbing you of your future, because you sometimes we look at this and we think that maybe parents are the ones that want to benefit from us, although those are our parents and we need to help them, and they want us, they also want you to be able to take care of them when they get old, at least for you to care for them, to buy for them certain things, and just make sure that they are also healthy, and then just live long also to enjoy your success, because they have sent you to school. So you just need to give that chance to parents and listen to them when they advise you on the choices to make. Because parents are always right, and they always know that, this thing is good for you. That's why they tell you this. And then when they tell you that, no, wait first and don't go for relationships and wait, these things will always come. There's no way these things will disappear. They will always be there. There's always a chance for a relationship even after your education. So you just have to be patient and just have time for yourself to do things for yourself, and just listen to what your parents are saying, and so that you make those good choices that will build your future. Because you know, parents don't want you to really just walk in there. If your parents do not have anything and they are maybe living a poor life, and you don't think that that's how your life is. Maybe it's just a bad choice that they also made back then, and they don't want you to, because they have regretted, and they don't want you to go through that same thing, because you're also going to regret if you become their age and then you're going to go through the same thing. So if your parents are telling you that, no, please study hard. Please don't go out to parties. Don't come home late. Don't do this. It's not up to you now to make those choices of you sneaking out and going behind their back and then creating lights and just for you to go out to certain places. So just study as they are telling you, because one day you are going to thank them and you will know that what they were doing it for you and they were not doing it for themselves, because at times we think that maybe they want to do it for themselves, but it's not really the case. They are just trying to do certain things for you and not for themselves. Well, the time is now 59. It's just 1 minute to one, and there's just few seconds. So, and we are going to be handing over, you know, to the our studio in Windhoek. That's to Herta and Justicia, as they bring you the On the Radar news, the latest news right here on Eagle FM. And with these few seconds, I could have taken another caller, maybe just few seconds, but okay, the time is really out or not on our side, and we just have few seconds now. So I will see you tomorrow, and I'll just head over to Herta and Justicia, as I said. Stay tuned for On the Radar news, the latest news. So listen to your afternoon news. So from me, Juliana, I'll see you tomorrow.